Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. A TV show that I really geek out about is the political drama The West Wing. It's a fast-paced and brilliantly structured look at the inner workings of the office of Jed Bartlet, a fictional president of the United States. The show is over 20 years old now, but it really is well-written and it holds up remarkably well. One of the devices that it was most famous for were the hallway walk and talks, where two or more characters would exchange rapid-fire dialogue as they hurried down the cramped corridors of the titular West Wing of the White House in between meetings with politicians and dignitaries and the president himself. This communicated, or highlighted rather, the always-on-the-go and big-things-are-happening in between the other big-things feel of the show. One of President Bartlet's key phrases, spoken after dealing with any given episode's slew of crises and tough choices which so heavily beset the leader of the free world, was simply, "What's next?" I think of Jesus in the Gospels, and one string of stories in particular, clearly so important that it was told thrice across Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. She had endured this crippling illness for 12 years, and no one could heal her. It not only brought her pain and suffering, it not only drained her of her finances, but it actually caused her, by Levitical law, to be considered unclean. She was unable to even worship God properly. When Jesus was in the midst of the crowd, there were so many people pressing around him, it would have been impossible to know who or was or wasn't touching him. And Jesus stopped, because he felt her touch in particular. The Bible says in Luke 8, 44 through 48, she came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you," as if to say, like, how in the world are we supposed to tell who's touching you? But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she wasn't hidden, she came, trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Now that's a great story, but I want to zoom back a little bit and remind you of one thing. This was not the story that Jesus and the disciples set out to be a part of. The reason they were in that crowd was because they were on their way to heal Jairus' daughter. That was the main story of these chapters. This woman, whose life was powerfully and irrevocably changed by her encounter with Jesus, was just something that happened on the way to something else. It was like a ministerial hallway walk and talk. It was simply the on-the-go big thing that happened on the way to another big thing. My encouragement for you today is this. Remember that wherever you go, and whatever your plans are, whatever you think is on your list of things to do today, don't be so hurried to do your thing that you become singularly minded and miss out on the life-altering opportunities in the in-between moments. God wants to use you every step of the way. So as we start out our day, like President Bartlet, we too should have a willing and expectant heart that says to God those two little words, "What's next?" Well, that is all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook small group. That's the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.